Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you'd like. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line joining you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. I want to continue tonight, when we get a chance, the audio from Edward Snowden's interview in Germany, which is relatively difficult to find. The video footage has been continuously taken down from YouTube, and I think that it's a pretty important interview, and I think it needs to be heard.
I haven't heard any of it. I can't wait.
So we actually finished out the show last night, only about 6 minutes through it, about 6.5 minutes into it, and there's some real meaty stuff that we've yet to even get to. So stand by for more of that when we get the chance. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype us. Our username is lrn.fm. First, to the phones and to your thoughts. We've got Matt calling, listening online or to WBHP. It says both, WBHP being in Huntsville, Alabama. Hello, Matt. We have Matt in Alabama. Matt going once. Matt going twice. I'm going to put Matt back on hold. Maybe there's a technical difficulty back at the network. Perhaps, I don't know, Fortnite might have fallen asleep. We'll see. You never know. You never know what's going on the network side, but hopefully that'll get straightened out. Our toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. So, again, the Edward Snowden video is it's pretty important. And the shocking thing is the TV company that is putting this out there, they seem to want to restrict its access to only Germany. Apparently, the video does exist on YouTube, but you can only see it if you're in Germany. And anybody else that tries to upload it, it's restricted. It goes through the little YouTube checker thing, and they every time you upload a video to YouTube, they check it against all their other videos that are copyright protected.
And you see that sometimes. Oftentimes, as an American, you can't see things.
That's right.
A lot of websites specifically restrict access to Americans.
Exactly, and that's what's going on here. And of course, the amount of computing power that you know YouTube has is just mind-boggling. The idea that you could upload a video and that YouTube is able to just compare it against thousands upon maybe even hundreds of thousands, millions of videos that may be copyrighted and can automatically, it wasn't the company that is shooting it down. It's not like they've got somebody searching for these videos as they're uploaded. It's YouTube. They have an algorithm that can automatically detect copyrighted videos being uploaded and it can pull them. So,
well, I imagine if they've got it targeted like that, it, you know, for one specific thing instead of the whole library of music that has come out of the record houses. But if they know exactly what they're looking for, I bet it's not hard for them to keep it off.
Yeah, absolutely. Your thoughts, welcome here, 855-450-FREE. So I do want to play some of this audio. We're going to jump into some of it, and then we'll go back to the phones as necessary. You don't have to be on the line to talk about the Snowden thing, but obviously your thoughts are certainly encouraged. Here is more from the NDR interview with Edward Snowden.
The NSA, as far as this is concerned, there is a multilateral agreement for cooperation among the services. And this alliance of intelligence operations is known as the Five Eyes. What agencies and countries belong to this alliance, and what is its purpose?
The Five Eyes alliance is sort of an artifact of the post-World War II era, where the Anglophone countries of the major powers banded together to sort of cooperate and share the costs of intelligence gathering infrastructure. So we have the UK's GCHQ, we have the US NSA, we have Canada's CSEC, we have the Australian Signals Intelligence Directorate, and we have New Zealand's DSD.
Now, had you ever heard of these guys, Johnny Ray? I mean, I knew about the GCHQ in Great Britain, but the Five Eyes Alliance, this was new information to me.
You know what? I was still trying to piece it together because when they said the five eyes, they're talking about like your eyeball, right? But I thought they were talking about the letter I, and I was trying to figure out where the eyes came in. So I missed most of the acronyms.
Well, the acronyms don't matter. It's the various intelligence agencies in the English-speaking nations, essentially. So New Zealand, Australia, UK, the US, and Canada.
Okay.
So you hadn't heard about that, obviously. I had not either.
I think I had just heard about the GCHQ, did you say?
That's the UK one.
From when the Guardians had to take hammer and tongs and tools to their destroy their computers.
Right. And so,
at the orders of the GCHQ.
Yeah, this is an interesting video because Snowden gets into some stuff that, to me at least, had not been really kind of out there. And in fact, this interview is being credited as being the first real interview with Edward Snowden. If you think back, you remember there was the press conference that Edward Snowden did when he was in the Russian airport.
Uh-huh.
Remember that? But I don't recall there being any other real interview of any significance with Edward Snowden. Certainly not television, not video interview.
Yeah, longtime listeners of Johnny Ray will know that he has commented that PGP works. You know, I've said that a couple of times.
On that.
And that was during an interview with someone, but I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, this may be the first television style interview. They're sitting down. It appears to be in his hotel room. It's well lit and well shot. Let me continue here. He's talking about the Five Eye Alliance.
Oh, yeah. And before you go on, I missed one of them. I've got the UK, USA, Canada, New Zealand.
And Australia.
Australia.
Yep. So here we go.
What the result of this was over decades and decades was sort of a supranational intelligence organization that doesn't answer to the laws of its own countries.
In many countries, as in America too, the agencies like the NSA are not allowed to spy within their own borders on their own people. So the Brits, for example, they can spy on everybody but the Brits. But the NSA can conduct surveillance in England. So at the very end, they could exchange their data and they would be strictly following the law.
If you asked the governments about this directly, they would deny it and point to policy agreements between the members of the Five Eyes, saying that they won't spy on each other's citizens. But there are a couple key points there. One is that the way they define...
Pay close attention to this, because this, to me, really lays it out there. Because you've heard the government guys saying, oh, well, yeah, we're spying on those other people in those other countries and people who are connected to the suspected terrorists and criminals, but we would never spy on our own people. So he actually gets into what that statement really means here.
Spying is not the collection of data. The GCHQ is collecting an incredible amount of data on British citizens, just as the National Security Agency is gathering an enormous amount of data on U.S. citizens. What they're saying is that they will not then target people within that data. They won't look for U.K. citizens or British.
So he said spying, this is, again, legalese. So when the government people say, we're not spying on our own people, we're not even spying on the UK people. Well, what they mean is, they claim, of course, who's to believe them, but the claim is that they're not digging into the massive amounts of data that they're getting. So yeah, absolutely, what Snowden is saying here is that people confuse the idea of what spying is. The government definition of spying doesn't mean mass ingesting of data. They're doing that. And most of us would consider that spying. They're taking all of your data, but that's not called spying.
Right, if they're taking the records of who I'm calling and when, that's
they're taking
spying.
Everyone's records. So they're taking all of the records, but what the claim is that, oh, well, we're not drilling down. So is it spying if they take everybody's records? I think so. But obviously the government doesn't, because they can define words however they want to.
Citizens. In addition, the policy agreements between them that say British won't target U.S. citizens, U.S. won't target British citizens, are not legally binding.
Uh-oh! We'll come back to this one in a moment here. 855-450-FREE. So they've entered into agreements that aren't legally binding, where they promise to not spy on one another's citizens. Basically. basically, they're totally meaningless. 855, 450 free, except the meaning is they get to claim, well, we've got agreements that prohibit us from spying. Well, wait a minute, they're not legally binding. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That is the ProXPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. Archives galore. We've got a bunch of them. They go way back all the way to 2006, late 2006. You can go and click and download as many episodes as you would like. They're all free, so go to freetalklive.com. Now, it's not quite free, but it's about the best deal you can get on consumer electronics equipment. 0% markup from wholesale. That's what's available to you right now at bitcoinstore.com. Now, the catch? You've got to have bitcoins. So if you have bitcoins, you want to go get some consumer electronics and accessories. I've got a great carrying case for my tripod that I found at bitcoinstore.com. Very happy with that. There's more than 500,000 items available to you for purchase right now. And speaking of privacy, the government cannot track what you buy at bitcoinstore.com. All they care about at Bitcoin Store is whether or not you send them the bitcoins. Once the bitcoins have been sent, the deal's done. You can put in whatever address you want to. They'll ship it wherever you want it to go. It doesn't have, like a lot of credit cards, you know, there's a name or an address attached to a credit card. Whereas with bitcoins, there's not necessarily any of that information attached. So I could buy things and easily ship them anywhere I wanted to with bitcoinstore.com. Very handy stuff.
Yep. When you do your shopping at your Targets and so forth, the hackers are stealing your data.
They
all that
could.
Important data.
Yeah, that cannot be done with bitcoinstore.com. So go there. It's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world items. We can continue talking about Edward Snowden. I've got a lot more to play from this German interview that's very hard to find. Restricted, repressed almost, German interview that he's done fairly recently. It's a half an hour long, and it's been restricted by the very same company that did the interview. It's like they don't want anyone to see this outside of Germany. It's very strange.
Yeah, so far, the takeaway that I'm getting is that there's some racial thing going on. Did I hear
racial
that?
Racial thing?
Yeah, because it's all the white guys. I mean, well, Germany's white and Russia's white, too, so of course that's not right.
I don't understand what you're getting at, Johnny Ray. I'm confused.
The Edward Snowden video with the Five Eyes, I was thinking that it was a racial collusion. There was some kind of inherent racism in it.
I didn't catch that at all. I don't think that he was alluding to that. He was just talking about this is an agreement that these governments have. Basically, they're the English-speaking countries of the world, and of course there's plenty of people of different races within those countries. So I'm not sure where you got that from.
No, of course you're right. Like I say, Russia, there's plenty of other white countries that are being spied upon and don't have agreements with the UK or the US and so forth.
Well, and as we found out, the supposed agreements, and Snowden's about to touch on this in the video, the supposed agreements that they have are not legally binding. So the agreements that they've been touting about how, oh, it's no problem, we've got an agreement, we won't spy on your citizens, Great Britain, well, it's not legally binding, says Snowden. So it's all a bunch of nonsense. So anyway, we'll go back to your calls and thoughts first, though. You can bring up whatever you want. Robert's in Dayton, Ohio, listening online. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Hey.
So, yes, I have to agree with you about Edward Snowden saying that the privacy is just a big load of BS.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right. This could be like, how should I say it, invasion of privacy in a way?
Well, yeah. I mean, the NSA can invade your privacy in whatever way they damn well choose, apparently.
Yeah, it's almost like if they had like a camera in my cell phone. They should be able to know whatever you're doing, wherever you are.
Yeah, I've always assumed that someone with enough influence would be able to turn the camera on my phone on and listen to anything that I was
Absolutely.
Doing.
Absolutely. In fact, Johnny Ray, it goes back from even before cell phone cameras. For a long time, meaning law enforcement in general, not just the NSA, but they've had the ability to turn on home phones. I mean, they could essentially activate the speaker or the microphone, rather, on your home phone. You know, remember landlines? They could have done it back then, too. So this has been around for a long time. But it's really kind of hitting the mainstream now. It doesn't seem like conspiracy theory land anymore now that Edward Snowden's going to come out and reveal this information. But, yeah, it's certainly true, Robert.
Yeah. It's also,
thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Go ahead.
Also, it also has been proven that they've also used to do wiretapping, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. There's no doubt. I mean, a lot of this is old stuff. I mean, wiretapping's been around since, well, they actually carried phone calls on wires. But now the level of advancement that the NSA can tap, the amount of things that they can get into, it's unlimited, essentially.
The funny thing is that I've never been a very private person, Ian, and I've always...
But yet you're wearing clothes.
That's, yeah, good point. Mm. Oh, I'm going to have to chew that one over a little bit I respond. But the NSA and this kind of stuff makes me more suspicious and fearful person than I otherwise would be. And that's not, you know, their purported goal. They're supposed to be making me safe, but...
Well, I can't say I'm any more fearful. I don't like the idea of living in fear.
Yeah, you got no fear. You're the man of no fear.
That's definitely not true. I think that if anybody claims they have no fear, that seems kind of ridiculous. But I think that if fear does come up in one's life, one should not, I guess, not stay in that place. Try to do what you can to move out of that zone. And it's easy to hear all the news about the NSA and become paranoid. But I see that you're still using a laptop, Johnny Ray, and you probably still have a cell phone.
Yep.
So to simply jettison all of the things that we have as far as technology, I think would be a fool's errand. And it's certainly true that if they want to do something to you, they can. Yeah, okay, you can get rid of all your devices, but then you're not going to be able to easily communicate with people, and you're back to kind of circa 1985.
Similar to the situation we have with the roads.
Well, yeah, there's certainly old technology as far as roads are concerned.
Yeah, but we're not going to be giving those up, even though the whole setup is really icky.
You mean the government monopoly over
on
roads?
On the roads, yeah.
So to simply give up all the technology is to give up all the tools that we can use for our own advancement as well. I mean, there's no doubt that technology is very, very helpful to us. It's the reason why we're here in the studio tonight doing this show together for multiple reasons. One, the Free State Project is the reason why we're here in New Hampshire together physically, because otherwise we wouldn't have known one another, and that's an internet-based thing. The show is carried over, you know, technological means. We're on an ISDN line to our network. They're uploading to satellite via a satellite company and an uplink, and there's internet connections that you know, we're using to control our phone lines. And we wouldn't be able to do the show in the same way. The show wouldn't even exist if it weren't for the internet. So I'm definitely not going to be getting rid of the technology. There are steps that can be taken to make yourself safe.
Go to the dark web, or...
You mentioned the dark web. You also talked about PGP.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to take steps, but you can make yourself more secure and thereby maybe help you with the fear issue that you might be having or paranoia. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LERPs. Soldiers love LERP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up what you want. Here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. We were talking about things that you can do to protect yourself online, because giving up technology, it just doesn't work for the day and the age in which we find ourselves here. I think that technology is a very useful tool, especially for those of us attempting to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. It's been the most useful tool thus far. Maybe Bitcoin is going to be the next most useful tool. It certainly is shaping up to be that.
I see you got your Bitcoin hat on. Did you change your tune, you Bitcoin hater?
What are you talking about, Bitcoin hater? I love the Bitcoin.
You were hating all over Bitcoin last week.
What? Are you living in an alternative universe?
Maybe I am.
What
of it?
First, first you're saying that there's some sort of racism involved with the five eyes that Edward Snowden's talking about, and then I'm hating on Bitcoin.
Alga.
Back to Earth, Johnny Ray. So, anyway.
Well, I said that Bitcoin was going to change the world, and I didn't have to do anything about it.
I'll tell you more about that. Okay, I get what you're saying there. But that was definitely not hating on Bitcoin on my part. I just think more is going to be required than sitting back and just buying things with Bitcoin. But we can talk more about my Bitcoin hat later on. I wanted to talk about a tool that you can use right now to protect yourself from people snooping on you online, and that is ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data. So whatever goes in and out from your computer, whether it's your laptop, whether it's your smartphone, your desktop machine, ProXPN encrypts that, meaning that your internet service provider, whoever that might be, maybe it's your cell phone company, Comcast, Time Warner, whatever, they can no longer see what you're doing online. Right now, they're probably logging everything that you do. So, yeah, there's always the chance the NSA could be snooping on you, but your own internet service provider could also be doing that as well. Many of them are logging this information, your searches, your website you're going to, for up to 5 years. Now, ProXPN doesn't keep logs on what you do online. So that's one way you can keep yourself safe. But also at proxpn.com/FTL, that's where you go to get their free app, and you can get started with it right away. The other thing that one of the other things they do is it's a global virtual private network. Global meaning you can connect to different locations on the globe. Now, there's none of them in Germany, so I couldn't go connect to a Germany location to try out this YouTube video that we're playing that is supposedly being censored outside of Germany. But they do have other international locations like Singapore and the Netherlands and Prague and the UK. There's also several connections or servers in the United States. You connect to the one that you want, and usually you want to go to the one that's close. But if you want to make it look like you're in Singapore, that's all you have to do is just connect to that. So they protect your location, meaning the website you visit, they won't know where you are. And if you have, let's say, restrictions on your internet connection, perhaps you're at a workplace or a school that restricts your access, ProXPN solves that problem too. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab the app. It's available for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's instructions to get ProXPN working on Linux, and the instructions are very simple. proxpn.com/FTL, our discount code is FTL20. That gives you 20% off the price of their premium account. Again, FTL20 is the code at proxpn.com/FTL. If you've got Bitcoin and you'd like to buy with Bitcoin, you can save 33% of the price of the annual plan if you pay with Bitcoin at proxpn.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so really you have nothing to lose but your privacy. Go and check it out at proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL20.
I'll tell you, Ian, one of the greatest things about buying products from Bitcoin enthusiasts is they will almost always offer you a discount for them because they're usually so bullish about the long term of the
right, it's to incentivize people to use Bitcoin instead of to hold it. Because it's tempting to hold on to Bitcoin, but it's also fun to spend it because it's just so easy. We can tell you more about Bitcoin later on. Let's go to the phones and the thoughts of you, but also still to come, more of Edward Snowden's thoughts on spying and the governments and what they're doing, what awful things they're doing. So Matt is with us, listening in Alabama. We're going to get him another shot here. There was something, I think, technically wrong earlier in the hour. Go ahead, Matt. You're on Free Talk Live.
Ian, I hope I'm coming on this time.
We got you, sir.
Great.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, I just wanted to ask you guys regarding, I read this in one of the New Hampshire newspapers regarding Garrett Ian, how he had the run-in with Travis Hobbs, and Travis Hobbs was actually being charged with something.
Okay, so what you're talking about is the Robin Hood situation that has been developing over the last year here in Keene, New Hampshire, where activists, liberty activists, Garrett Ian is one of those folks. He's the one with the big fro, for those of you that have seen Robin Hooding videos, where Garrett, who has actually been on the show with us a couple times as a co-host, was nearly attacked by this hulking thug who lives in the Keene area named Travis Hobbs. And apparently Travis Hobbs has decided that, or had at the time decided that he was going to stand up for those innocent little parking enforcement ladies, and he was going to threaten, you know, the livelihoods and the bodily health of the Robin Hooders who were on the street that day, one of whom was Graham Coulson, the other Garrett Ian. He did physically attack Graham Coulson and knock him off his bicycle. He ran after Garrett Ian. However, Garrett was is smaller, more nimble, quicker. He was able to escape the attack of Travis Hobbs. It was captured on video. I'm sure if you went to YouTube and searched for Travis Hobbs, Robin Hooding or something like that, it would probably come up. Or go to freekeen.com and look for his name. You'd probably find it that way. But apparently Garrett did...
he was poking a bear. Garrett was poking a bear.
Well, what do you mean by that?
He said... He said, I think the guy, what was his name, Travis?
Travis, yeah.
Told him to leave, or somebody said something about leaving, and Garrett said, that's right, that's what you're going to do. You're going to leave. And Travis felt like he had no choice but to charge.
That's an interesting viewpoint on that. I mean, it seemed to me that Travis was aggravating for a fight from the get-go. I mean, they essentially he came after Garrett and Graham as they went down an alleyway. And it was awfully suspicious how the situation was set up. First, they were all on Main Street in Keene. The parking enforcers, Garrett and Graham, and Travis and his two thug buddies. They were all on Main Street, and there was a scene in the video where Travis Hobbs is talking with one of the parking enforcers on Main Street. Then she goes down this back alley to a place where I guess there are some parking meters, but I think that they had already checked those meters or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, both of the parking enforcers went together down the same alley. So Garrett and Graham followed, and then Travis and the other two thugs followed them, and they all ended up in this parking area, and that's where the drama went down. But Travis and his buddies were definitely threatening from the word go, and I guess you're saying that was their excuse to attack, but I don't know.
Well, the best part is that Garrett gets away from him.
He did.
And
it made for some pretty intense video as well, with Travis Hobbs running at the camera and looking very intimidating. I mean, Travis Hobbs is a big dude, and he is he's a pretty intimidating guy. So anyway, Matt, what you're referring to is the news that there have been charges brought in this particular case, and Travis Hobbs apparently turned himself in on these charges. I don't recall offhand what the charges are, however.
Yes, I wanted to add something, and it's kind of off the wall. I believe in trying to, and this is silly, guys, trying to convert people. Did anybody think about on February 10th trying to actually go to the court, his court hearing or his case, and actually not speak on his behalf, but actually ask for those charges to be dropped, maybe?
That's an interesting question. I never had met Travis Hobbs until yesterday, when I happened to be at the courthouse to do what is called Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach. And so it was Garrett who initiated the police investigation of Travis Hobbs. Graham was not interested in calling the police, so this is all essentially the doing of Garrett Ian. Anyway, I was out in front of the courthouse doing outreach, and Travis Hobbs shows up at 7:55. And I was there pretty early as well, so he was the first person to show up for court. Court doesn't generally start until 8:30, so he was awfully early for court. And this was obviously a different case. You gave a date of the 10th, so this was, I don't know if this was related or not. But I actually, and I probably shouldn't have done this, and Matt, if you want to hang on, we can bring you back here for further discussion. I probably shouldn't have done this, but I did offer him one of the Don't Take a Plea Deal flyers. I mean, I knew who it was,
mm-hmm.
And he takes a look at the flyer, flips it over, sees the Free Keen logo on the back, and looks at me and says, "Are you one of the Robin Hooders?" I'll tell you what happened here in a moment. 855, 453, you can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No Hair Removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. You get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. And it's a pretty decent cut, actually, if you go through the Amazon links, that is. There's also some Newegg links for those of you that are looking to buy some computer parts, for instance. But if you go through the Amazon links, Free Talk Live gets usually about 7%, except in the electronics category. I think they only give us 4% there, but pretty much everything else, 7, 8% through Amazon. So it's a big deal for us when you do this. And it's for you, it's the same great Amazon prices that you're used to. Just start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, there are some things you just can't buy at Amazon, and that includes tickets to the Texas Bitcoin Conference coming up March 5th and 6th. This is going to be the place to be for those of you who are interested in Bitcoin. If it's your first Bitcoin conference, if you have yet to go to a Bitcoin conference, you're going to want to attend this one. There are going to be three tracks at any given moment featuring all kinds of interesting speakers, many of whom are from our very own Liberty Movement. In fact, Stephanie Murphy and Brian Sovereign, two Free Talk Live co-hosts, are slated to be speaking at the event. But lots of other great names that you're probably familiar with, including Ben Swan, Stefan Molyneux, Jason King, Tony Gallippi. So people from the Bitcoin world and the Liberty community coming together in Austin, Texas, for this what promises to be pretty awesome Texas Bitcoin Conference. There are going to be several big announcements slated, as well as a hackathon, which will include big money Bitcoin entrepreneurs who will be waiting to sweep up the all-star hackers. You're not going to want to miss a minute of this event. TexasBitcoinConference.com, that's where you can go to get your tickets. And, of course, you can pay for them in Bitcoin. TexasBitcoinConference.com, March 5th and 6th. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the event, so we'll look forward to seeing you there. So we've got Matt on the line with us here in Alabama, and I guess he's been following the Robin Hooding situation that has been developing here in Keene. Now, I didn't explain in the last segment, I should have, what Robin Hooding is. It's rescuing people from getting parking tickets. And the way you do that is you find the parking enforcer, you walk in front of them, you have some change, like nickels or dimes. You put the change in the expired meters before the enforcer can reach the meter, and you usually leave a calling card on there. And this is how we do it here in Keene. You may not be able to do this where you live because in a lot of places, filling someone else's meter is illegal, but it's not in New Hampshire. So anyway, you fill the meter, you put the calling card on there, and the card says, like, your meter expired, but we saved you from the king's tariff, and gives donation information.
It's a great feeling. I came out of Tokyo Express the other day, and there was a Robin Hood card.
Excellent.
Under my windshield wiper.
So the feeling of knowing that you would have otherwise received a ticket.
Yeah.
But were saved from one.
Yes.
So it's exciting. It's fun to go out and do this Robin Hooding. But every now and then, you'll come across people who just don't appreciate it. They don't like it. And the reason why a lot of them don't like it is because they've been told that the parking enforcers have been harassed and intimidated and threatened. And that's been the city's official story about, oh, well, the city likes to say they don't have a problem with Robin Hooding happening. They don't have a problem with people being nice to their neighbor and saving them from getting a ticket. That's not the issue the city people claim to have. It's the harassing and the intimidating and the threatening. Now, even though they went to court and they had the opportunity to show over three full days in court whatever evidence they would have to show that there was anything like harassment going on or intimidation or threatening, they didn't, because they don't have any evidence like that. But that doesn't stop them from making these claims, and it doesn't stop people from believing the claims. And so what ends up happening is some people want to kind of man up and prove themselves and hurt the Robin Hooders. And that's what this Travis Hobbs character did as he attacked Graham Coulson, knocked him off his bicycle. He came at Garrett in a very menacing manner and, like, literally running at him full bore. Garrett was able to get away, and Garrett did go ahead and contact the police. Graham did not contact the police, so this the charges that have been brought as a result are a result of what Garrett has done. And we've got Matt on the line who's saying that maybe somebody should go into Travis's court hearing and demand that the charges be dropped. Not that the judge would want to hear from anybody else during that court hearing. So how would you suggest someone go about doing that, Matt?
Well, I before you mentioned that Garrett was the one that mentioned, I guess he had complained about the issue at hand. I was thinking that maybe it could be some type of I don't want to say it was a psychological type like approach or I could Travis is a tough character of entitlement type. Attitude, and I was going to ask, maybe this is an attempt at, I don't want to say a bridge toward him, but maybe softening him up to us, maybe?
Well, it's an interesting idea, but I don't know how you would go about doing that. I mean, have you ever been to court?
To be honest with you, no, not at all.
Okay. So the way it works is, unless you're the one with the charges, you don't talk in court. Typically. So you would not be able to go and talk to the judge if you were an outsider. You could, I suppose, go and talk to the prosecutor. You could go and talk to the prosecutor and try to get him to drop the charges as just some random person. Or are you suggesting that Garrett, the person who originally filed the police complaint, are you suggesting that he do it or someone else do it?
To be honest with you, I'd probably talk to Garrett. I wouldn't, you know, obviously I'm not the kind of person that would, you know, kind of tug at him like that. But just to, I guess, you know, his complaints were regarding, you know, the aggression and what have you. And he could ask, I guess, in some type of not using the courts to do this, but, you know, a secession cessation of those kind of activities.
So the other problem that you'll run into is even if Garrett had a change of heart, and from what I can tell, he has not, but even if Garrett had a change of heart and he wanted to forgive Travis, which I like forgiveness personally, but even if he had that, and then he went to the police and said, look, I'm the person who originally made the call to you guys about this, and I've changed my mind, I don't want charges to be brought, can you please drop the charges? There's a good chance the police would say no, that they're going to do it anyway, because in this case, it's not Garrett versus Travis Hobbs. It's the state versus Travis Hobbs. So essentially the state has subsumed that level of responsibility for bringing the charges in this case, and it would be totally up to them to drop the charges. So even if Garrett had changed his mind, there's a good chance this would, a very, very good chance this would continue moving forward. But all that said, you could, as an individual, attempt to approach Travis Hobbs and explain that, well, you don't agree with what Garrett did and that you wouldn't have approached things in the same way if you could get him to listen to you. And as I was explaining, certainly I'm not going to be the one who would be able to accomplish that, because I handed him a don't take a plea deal flyer when he came to court yesterday morning, and I happened to be out front. He then basically threw it at me and told me to get the F out of there, which I did not do. He then crossed the street and bummed a cigarette off of an old lady who was standing outside of the insurance company that's across the street from the courthouse here. He then proceeded to threaten me after a short while from across the street, claiming that if I continued to look at him, he was going to rearrange my eyeballs. So, you know, this guy isn't particularly friendly towards anybody that he perceives to be as part of the Robin Hooders. He also threatened Jason Repscher today, because apparently he had to be in court again today for a different case. It was, I guess he was being sued by an insurance company of some sort. So, this guy's in and out of court, apparently. And so I'm sorry, he didn't threaten Jason Repscher today, another one of the local activists who was doing Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach this morning. But he did basically tell him to get the F out of where he was, and of course Repscher did not do that. Now, again, this guy is on surveillance. There's plenty of police around the courthouse, so he would have been a real fool to make a move on anybody there. But you would have to, in order to make some sort of connection with him, connect to him in some way to where he would not know that you were associated with Robin Hooders or the Liberty community, and then have conversations with him, which Repscher found baffling, because apparently after the initial attack had happened on the Robin Hooders, Repscher, who is also a Robin Hooder, encountered Travis Hobbs on the streets, and he said he had a pleasant conversation with him. So Repscher was bewildered when yesterday Hobbs was rude to him. Maybe Hobbs didn't remember him, or who knows what, but this is a pretty dangerous character, and, you know, Matt, if you want to move on up here and reach out to the guy, you're certainly welcome to do that.
Hey, Ian, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, please, Matt.
Hey, I'm willing to try to get in touch with him if possible, because I understand the entitlement mentality. I'm a military veteran, and
yep,
I understand the entitlements.
He is on Facebook. I believe his name is Travis Hobbs Parrott. So you can find him that way. And Matt, thanks for reaching out. Appreciate your thoughts here tonight. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.